was a good day to get gone.
Now 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, yet another hour of conversation and fun. Jennifer Horn is here, and Ken Kessler. Roberta is not with us today. She's stuck in the subway. Richie's stuck in traffic on his way into the studio. See, when he went through all of his therapy and all of his, well, he hasn't finished it yet, all of the chemo.
He got used to coming in late.
Well, he normally would leave his house about 5:30 in the morning and to get in plenty of time to spend most of the morning with us. And after he started his treatments, he got very tired and he wasn't getting up early. So now when he leaves, he's like a regular commuter and he spends hours. Why didn't he just stay home? He likes to be on with us and spend a little bit of time with us, but if it were me, I'd have him just...
Hey, work from your house.
Stay home.
Do what the cool kids do.
Right, like us.
Right.
Jennifer and Kenny and Doug here. A couple of emails coming in that I'm going to make a response or, I guess, reference to. First, though, some of the news, the important stories of the day. How many people have heard about that secret drug tunnel stretching from Tijuana?
Yeah, to San Diego.
To San Diego. Kenny, you want to give us the latest? Did they come up to your house? Where did they come out of the ground there? You're actually east of San Diego.
Yeah, I'm up in the mountains in the outskirts of town, so they weren't anywhere near me.
Mm-hmm.
But,
where were they?
I'm not exactly sure where it was.
Cool.
I know
they
was
came out by the Hotel Del Caliano there, Del Coronado.
Coronado.
Pop right up by the swimming pool or something.
Yeah, they'd have loved that.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was some industrial area, wasn't it?
I think so. I think it wasn't too far from downtown. But the tunnel, it's amazing the work that went into this.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, you think of, most people, when you think of a tunnel, you think of like on old Hogan's Heroes, you know,
right.
The dirt.
Yeah, Sergeant Schultz, yeah,
but
right.
These were concrete brick. This was a fancy operation from
nice down
made
there.
By
marble
one of the
bathrooms.
Made by one of the drug cartels in Mexico.
Spare no expense. Even had its own rail system, electricity, the whole thing. So what is it that makes these things easy to find? About 75 of them have been discovered in the last 4 or 5 years. So what is it that, where do they put them? Are they not smart as to where they come out, or how do they find these tunnels?
There's just so much foot traffic coming out that
and everybody's blinking because they haven't seen daylight.
Yeah. Well, is this a way to get illegals across too?
Of course.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, you can go walk back
and lots and lots of drugs.
Which makes me laugh because, you know, one of the big, when you're in Southern California especially, immigration is a huge issue because our state is collapsing under the pressure of supporting people that aren't paying into a system. Not that, and I understand why they come here. I wouldn't want to live in Mexico either. But a lot of people who oppose illegal immigration want to build a fence. And here is proof that the fence doesn't necessarily keep
difference.
People out because they tunnel.
Unless you're going to get an excavator and dig 40 feet down in the ground and put the fence under the ground as well as above the ground.
How do you not know that project is going on?
Yeah.
Do you think they called? Do you know how you have to call before you dig? Do you think they did that?
Yeah, go. Dig safe?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think they dig safe? Really?
I'll dig safe. There you go. Speaking of drugs, the mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford.
He's a partier.
Looks not like the kind of guy that would be smoking crack.
Eh?
If you take a look at this
guy.
Do you
want some of my crack, eh?
That would be the last thing I'd suspect this guy. Maybe having a few too many beers. But this fellow apparently has been caught. There's a picture of him that shows him smoking a crack pipe.
Yeah.
So
that's not good for political careers.
Probably not going to have a long-lasting political career. A crackpot smoking a crack.
We should have
pipe.
Like he and Marion Barry can get together
yeah,
and do like a
perfect.
Reality show for TLC.
Yeah. Wonderful. All right. So anyway, we got the Halloween surprise there. Wait a minute. Here's another one having to do with drugs. Listen to this: 3 pumpkins filled with several pounds of cocaine were found in a woman's luggage at the airport in Montreal. What the heck's going on in Canada with all this drug stuff?
Hmm.
Right? All of these drugs getting into Canada, getting into the wrong hands. The federal appeals court that was considering blocking the New York Police Department's controversial tactic, which is called stop and frisk. And the judge ruled that the tactic does discriminate against minorities.
Oh, please.
And therefore...
Do you know how much crime is down because of stop and frisk?
Yeah, I understand that, Jennifer. We're in the politically correct era. And in New York... By the way, speaking of New York, British scientists have joined Mayor Bloomberg in taking aim at soft drinks as people around the world fight against obesity, urging a 20% tax on certain beverages sold in Britain. A 20% tax on buying soda, pop, tonic, whatever it is that you call it.
Yeah.
So what do you think that's going to do?
You know what else makes people fat?
What?
Watching too much TV, right? They don't get out and exercise. So I think we should actually eliminate Bloomberg TV because that makes people fat, too. What do you think about that, Mayor?
There we go. Let's see here. A driver in California, lady planning to challenge what may be the first of its kind citation. She was ticketed while wearing Google glasses.
Oh.
The internet-connected eyewear makes navigation easier, she says.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently this is illegal, or has it been made illegal in California? Or somebody doesn't know, so they ask, you know, they give you a ticket first and we'll
ask
figure it out in court.
Later.
Yeah, right.
Is it because it was distracted driving? Is that what they were saying?
Well, it's supposed to. That's what it is, right? It's like a GPS in your glasses.
Well, it's a fold mobile device in your glasses, so they're probably saying you could text, you could do other things, you could look things up online.
Have you ever looked into one of these things?
Oh, no.
No. Listen to Jennifer. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I would never do that. All right, so people are going to, that'll end up in some, that'll go to the Supreme Court probably, one way or another. All right, so let's see here. The Vatican Catholic Church is asking how parishes around the globe handle sensitive issues like contraception, divorce, gay couples. They don't want to know about partying priests, though, apparently. I didn't see that in the poll. Kenny, have you seen this poll?
I have not.
Mm. The Pope wants to know. As again, another move that makes him smart. A lot of people are still complaining. He wants to straighten out the church. That's his job. And he's going about it the right way. Let's find out what people really think, not what the bishops and the monsignors and the cardinals and the priests tell us. Let's find out what the parishioners think. What a concept. It's customer-friendly time at church. Woo-hoo! 14 after the hour. In a minute, a couple of responses to things that we've done earlier via email. Emails coming from people who want a little more information, or they would like to have us discuss an issue a little bit more, so we'll try to accommodate that as we have time. 14 after the hour. Listen up. If you're hoping and looking and wondering how you can get thicker, fuller, and healthier hair and don't want to wait around, you want to have an operation, you don't want to have the hair transplanted around your skull, how about you try the brand new Provia Super Concentrate? Super Concentrate was created with you in mind. If you're a man or a lady who has lost his or her hair, it's kind of like blah, 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 remember? The poor little sheep that's lost its way.
Oh,
yeah. Put this to the poor little fellow
that's
who's lost his hair.
But I'll follow you.
Now listen, you know I can stretch most anything around anything. Here's a small bottle that is very powerful. Provia is the name of the product, and what it does is, in a relatively short amount of time, cleanse the pores on your head to allow the hair that's underneath your scalp to grow back in. The follicles are plugged up because the pores are plugged with all that cheap stuff you've used for shampoo over the years. You got to clean it out. It's like cement in there. You know what I'm talking about. Revitalize hair follicles. Bring them up through the surface so you can look like you have more hair, because you actually do. And there's an ingredient in Provia that helps make your hair feel and seem fuller. So all the way around, this is great, great, great. Improving your scalp, including the circulation up there. It's a product that has no side effects. That's what's so wonderful about it. So call this number now, 800-525-8319. That's the way to say goodbye to wasting your hair. 800-525-8319. Try Provia now. You can lock on to tryprovia.com as well. But you talk to a human being when you dial 800-525-8319 in case you have any more questions, because in 60 seconds I can't tell you everything that there is to know about Provia. I can tell you that it'll work, and it's worth your time and effort to call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back with amazing results. Provia, and the new all-natural Super Provia, 800-525-8319.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask, no voice on the other end of the line. Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D with the decongestant pharmacists trust most and the formula our communities can trust too.
Use as directed.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Doug Steffens, good day with Jennifer and Ken. Email from people who are concerned about some stuff that we were talking about earlier that is very relevant. Jennifer, you were pretty direct in the conversation that we were having about the basic footprint, I guess that's what it is, fat people, and the letter that came from that lady, the so-called Halloween letter.
Mm-hmm.
So this fellow seems to be interested in those letters and asks the following question. What's the carbon footprint of fat people? Seriously, 25% overweight times 7.5 billion people would equal de facto 9.5 billion people. Tell me a car doesn't consume more fuel if it's fatty and not 50 pounds of extra luggage in the trunk.
I'd agree with that. Here's my problem when you do it with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kids a lot of times grow out of their baby fat, and it's the time when body image issues are created.
Mm-hmm.
And by handing things out and singling kids out when they're that young, you're only adding to the probability that this will be a continuing struggle for them throughout the rest of their life.
Yeah. All right, the other email concerns my discussion of the FDA's proposed rules for the new the way to handle our problems with farms and farmers is to put them all out of business. Basically, that's what they are suggesting. They want to make the farmers stop using manure. They want us to use chemicals and all that kind of stuff. And this would put, plus the rules that they have that they're putting into place, the small farm is going to be out of business because they can't afford to do what they're asking for or requiring in a very underhanded way. So you call your U.S. legislator, refer to the farm bill, and tell them you want this taken out. You can send comments to the FDA as well on their website, fda.gov. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To have a little distraction since it's Fun Friday and all, let's go through the top five songs, snippets at least, of the big songs that were hits during this week in 1974. This was about the time I stopped playing music and started doing talk. It was just about this time, at the end of October, 1st of November, before, right around Thanksgiving, if I remember correctly.
I was minus four.
Were you really?
Yes.
Congratulations. Somebody had
it was
you
nine.
In their eyes. All right, well, you may remember this list of songs, starting with Bad Company. This was the only thing they ever did, wasn't it, that made any money for them?
No, they had a bunch of hits.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. All right, it doesn't mean that they didn't. I just don't remember them, but maybe this was a time I was doing so many drugs at this time, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, you scream druggy.
Right.
Yeah.
I was having a lot of ice cream, I think, at the time. Anyway, Bad Company was number five during this week in 1974 with Can't Get Enough of Your Love, a song that many of us will remember. We're reviewing the top five songs. And this week in 1974, at number four, was Elton John. I was surprised that he could get away with this.
This song?
Yeah, The Bitch Is Back.
Elton John can get away with quite a bit.
Yeah. You know how hard it was for men and women who were on the air? There weren't many women disc jockeys at that point in time. Alison Steele in New York, a couple of others around here and there. But saying The Bitch Is Back as they introed this song was very difficult.
Why?
Because in 1974, you didn't say bitch on the air.
You still shouldn't, really.
Okay. The song is called The Witch Is Back.
There you go, with a B.
Elton.
Witch with a B is back.
Yeah, right. All right, so number four, Elton John, from this week in 1974, as we go through the top five. Number three. By the way, it was not a great week, in case you can't tell, for pop music. This time, Carole King's had a lot of good songs. This is not one of them. I never thought this was a great song. Interesting story, however. Now, number three, Carole King's Jazz Man, this week, 1974. Number two, BTO. This is good song. It's the best one in the five. Crank it up, Michael. You ain't seen nothing yet. Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Nothing yet.
Boom, boom. Don't you like this sound?
I do.
It's a happy
one. It's a good one.
Yeah.
You have to kind of nod your head to this one.
Right, exactly. Happy sound. Number two, Bachman Turner Overdrive. Bringing us now to number one. Stevie Wonder was number one. Not another. It's not one of my favorite Stevie Wonder songs. But it made it to number one. You haven't done nothing. Great English. By the way, so those are the five songs that were big during this week in November, first week of November 1974. Speaking of grammar, Jennifer, you follow my daughter's Facebook page, right?
I do.
Kenny, do you follow Megan, my daughter's Facebook page?
I'm not sure if I do or not.
Oh, well, you're following a lot of them, I know. Probably because you're watching my Facebook. She doesn't use Twitter. She doesn't like Twitter, but she loves Facebook. And she posted an article this week about quality writing, quality sentences, grammatical ingredients. So you know where she gets it, sort of a chip off the old block. But she raises the bar a lot higher than I do. And she talks in, well, she sent an article about what the language movement is all about, and uses the farm analogy. That's why Megan liked it. She refers to locally grown words, hand-picked words, minimally processed words, organically prepared words, sustainably packaged words. And it's a great analogy to how we use our language, which is basically from the Anglo-Saxon. So I don't know whether we just post the whole thing. Maybe we'll post it on our Facebook page, Kenny. I think that would be an interesting thing to do because it's all about what happens online with no punctuation, that kind of stuff. The art of writing is gone. 28 past the hour.
I can't leap into winter without the comfort of my crock pot.
Take some diced onion, an entire chuck roast, about 2 full portobello mushrooms thinly sliced. Add some Italian seasoning, some salt and pepper.
Are you hungry yet?
And about 2 cups of Cord Bordeaux.
What?
Any cheap red wine in a box.
I'm Haley Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. Our chef today is AARP savings expert Jeff Yeager.
Cook it for about 6 to 8 hours on high, and you'll have just a mouth-watering dish, which is really great to serve over bread or mashed potatoes.
Jeff owns several crock pots, and so do his Miser advisors, people like him who want to save a penny any way they can. Crock pots use very little electricity.
So as I like to say, if cheapskates were a tribe, the crock pot would be our totem.
Jeff Yeager shares his money-saving ideas on AARP's YouTube channel. Get yourself all fired up to save with a link on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Avery Nellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy 4 eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
In the morning or through the day, depending on when you're listening to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. And also Ken Kessler is monitoring our social media. Roberta, the Queen of Cheap, is not here. She's in the subway, lost somewhere. Remember the old song, you could travel forever on the streets of Boston and the MTA? That's what Roberta's doing. She's traveling.
No, but I remember the song, Riding on the Metro.
I don't remember that song at all. Is that an L.A.
song?
I don't
remember that.
That's because it's, I don't know, like current in the last 25 years.
Wow.
Little ding-a-ding-a-ling-a-ling-a. All righty.
When was your song created?
By the MTA? That's a 1960s song.
All right, I'm going to go with mine, 1985,
okay.
Probably.
Okay, good for you, Jennifer. Have a nice time.
I can't even recall one song that has anything with the Metro. Chicago Transit Authority.
You MTA. Know that song, Rich? Right. Riding on the Metro. It's like an 80s song. Come on, you know.
Berlin, thank you.
Let me break out their greatest hits CD.
Give me a
hold
break.
On.
Rich,
I have their greatest hits record right here.
Really? I think there's only one. Isn't there one song that's it? I think that's not, the whole thing.
I Love Balloons, I thought was the one song they had.
The folks at Starbucks, good at capturing headlines.
Yes, they are.
They are launching their first tea.
Ooh.
They call it fine tea, and they're having it's a Teavana.
Teavana?
Teavana?
Teavana makes bottled tea in the store.
Yeah. Well, apparently they're going to compete. They're going to open their, at least part of the store is up. This is a special new store located in Manhattan on the Upper East Side. First one.
Oh, so it's like a tea store.
Not a coffee store. Tea store. So is there credibility enough with Starbucks so they can pull this off?
I don't know why they just wouldn't sell this tea at their current location.
I was thinking
that,
too.
Do they want to, like, rule the world or what?
Yeah. In an interview with Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, reporters asked him what this was all about. And he said to expect 1,000 of these Teavana tea bars around the country in the next 5 years. 1,000. It's kind of a big number. These are not, they're not a franchise, right? Starbucks is owned, all the stores are owned by corporate?
I think so.
Right. I believe you're
right. I think there's none of that.
Can I lay an observation on you?
Yes, Rich, please, lay an observation on us.
You go by a lot of Starbucks, mm-hmm. and it's seriously caffeine and nicotine addicted people hanging out there.
Right. Hipsters with apples, with Apple products.
Yeah, and you have to go through.
Richie's making a point. I get what he's saying.
You have to go through this like wall of smoke and to get into the to the place to be able to buy your $7 venti coffee.
Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
It just doesn't seem appealing to me. So, or maybe they're trying to come up
get
with
a different
another
client.
Yeah, because that I don't know, because I don't go. So you tell me. I don't. There used to be this really cool kind of lounge atmosphere at the Starbucks where you could go, hang, grab a coffee with somebody or a tea, hang out for half an hour, have a nice conversation, and leave. And now it seems like it's more like a downtown club.
Yeah. Well,
you think it's younger, like a pickup scene, maybe?
It's
No, I don't think so. No. The Tea Association of the United States is encouraging Starbucks. Now, they have 19,000 stores in 60 countries. So they want to open 1,000 of these in the next 5 years around, presumably, many of the Starbucks locations they have now. They have good locations, good malls, good visibility. And they're handy on corners. I know you can't walk across the street in Santa Monica without stumbling into a Starbucks in someplace. Anyway, the Tea Association is encouraging the folks at Starbucks to do this because last year in the United States, there were lots of teas served. I'm going to give you four numbers. You pick in the next couple of minutes how many actual servings of tea there were in our country last year. All right, you ready for the numbers?
Sure.
Sold in retail or also consumed at home?
No.
Okay. So
how many
everywhere
cups of tea were consumed
total
in our country totally? Is the number 74 billion, 79 billion, 84 billion, or 94 billion?
Hmm.
74 billion, 79 billion, 84 billion, 94 billion. Which is the right number? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. The answer, by the way, is prominent in the story, which is published online at DougStephan.com from today's show. Want to find the answer? Want to win a swell prize? There's where you find it, in the story about tea for Starbucks at DougStephan.com. Answer, 888-302-3684. Got it? Get it? Turn it on.
Good.
Or whatever it is they say. Next up, we were talking. I found three ways to get around back to this. As persistent as I am in talking about the federal government, the FDA, and rulemaking that will put farmers out of business, there is a story today. I guess basically this comes, Richie, out of the danger, Will Robinson department. The week has seen a number of pullbacks, what do they call recalls, including for imported spices. FDA says do not buy any spices that do not come from the United States because they have double the risk that you will get salmonella poisoning using them. So when you buy the spices that you use, whatever, I haven't bought any spices. If you're looking up in my cabinet, the same spice has been there probably for 30 years. I use them once in a while. So I'm not worried about salmonella risk. But if you're buying these things, and I'm amazed at how big business. I was in the Costco last night.
No, it's huge.
And there's a whole aisle.
Yeah.
Of these spices.
Yeah, but that's mostly McCormick's. And
well, yeah, right. But I'm saying those who go to a finer store, I suppose, maybe a specialty store, look out for spices that are not made in America. Because
what are they basing this threat on?
Double salmonella. The FDA says, now, of course, whether you believe the FDA or not, and this could be me being accused of being a hypocrite. Hey, Doug, you're always tearing the FDA apart. Why do you believe them now? I don't know that I do. I'm just telling you, they have said not to buy imported spices.
But it's hard to know, too, because a lot of times with the fancy spices, they sell them in a bin, so you don't really know
in
where
a bin,
from.
You mean
they're not,
there's a bottle in a bin.
There's not a it's not packaged.
You go to a higher-grade grocery store, they're going to usually label where
like
the
bulk,
product comes from.
Well, unless they are prohibited from doing that by laws that have been passed, like in California, where they can't label anything. You can't see the country of origin.
Yeah, see here, you do.
Yeah, well, that's the way it ought to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, But thanks to the collusion,
grapefruit, I get to see where it was grown.
Monsanto is colluding with all the big ag outfits. And, Richie, that's why I have been calling attention today to the farm bill and the need for comments from listeners who want to know or need to know about what the FDA says it's going to do with manure and water on the farm. And this is only going to be a regulation that affects farms that are small, not the big agribusiness farms, which is where all the problems are. So if you want to see the small farmers survive, and I use this terminology frequently, this it all wraps around the same basic bill that's been in the hopper for the last 2-3 years, the Food Safety Enhancement Act, which is what went through, was it 2-3 years ago? I talked about the dire consequences if it's ever enacted. Well, now they're trying to do the rulemaking, and one of the things that they want to do is eliminate the use of manure. No more manure on farms. What they don't say what they're going to do with the manure or how farmers are going to get rid of the manure, other than farmers like me who use the manure to enhance the fields. They readily admit if there is no natural organic manure around, you'll have to use chemical fertilizers. Now, who do you suppose is behind that move?
Seeing it take a genius to figure that one out.
The number two guy at the FDA is a Monsanto transplant. And this is how far up the food chain, literally, these people are getting. So if you want to send information, there's a comment box at the FDA website. Also on the Federal Register system, you can use all kinds of files. You can send email. You can send a letter to your congressman. Call them up. A lot of congressmen are sensitive to this, do realize what a problem it is, and especially in light of the locavore movement, which has taken over 50% of the people in the country say they want to buy their produce from local farms and wherever it could be locally produced.
And at least now the manure is going back into the ground.
The manure goes back into the ground.
What are you going to do with piles and piles of manure?
That's nobody knows.
Some people say, flush it down the toilet one at a time? No.
No. That's how ridiculous. That's what I'm saying. This is the whole thing with the government. The same kind of thinking that went into the healthcare website went into figuring this out. Or the same thinking that went into saying, oh, now all of a sudden you can use electronic devices in an airplane when there's never been a danger using them anyway. It's the same thought process or lack of thought. So if you really want to protect the food services and supplies from the smaller family farms in our country, you better get on the horn. The deadline is November 15th for any input on these controls that the FDA want to put and compliance requirements on small family farmers. It's just incredible. It really is. All right, 16 before the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, which is so full of information, or depending on who you're listening to, full of it, you know what I mean?
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back, but can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs and to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cashrewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
Let's get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at Office Max. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet.
Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new Office Max Services Center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Good old Exxon Mobil. I'm not supposed to talk about stuff because people listening online won't have heard that commercial, Richie, right?
They may not have.
May not have heard that.
Correct.
All right, so I can't manage to... listen, I'm happy to let people know what's going on. That's my job in life. For example, the Edward Snowden fiasco, as it continues, or not. Mr. Snowden, I've been doing people in the news now. Mr. Snowden is perhaps... going to testify in Germany.
Isn't it Mrs. Snowden now?
No, that's...
That's Chelsea Manning.
Manning.
No.
Mrs. Snowden is... Okay. Mr. Snowden's still Mr. Snowden.
Yeah, okay. I think he has like a ballerina girlfriend or something.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, Snowden, I'm not sure whether this is conjecture from him or whether somebody has actually asked him whether he would be willing to go to Germany and testify, and he said, no, I'd rather go back to the U.S. Congress and testify in front of them. Does anybody know the sequence of events there?
He's missing McDonald's. He wants to come home.
Is that what it is?
That takes a load of...
Yeah, it does.
to say I want to go back to the States in front of Congress.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm wondering whether that's him saying that or somebody speaking for him saying that. Meanwhile, Michael Jackson's doctor, who was let out of jail this
Conrad
week...
Conrad Murray.
Free at last.
The singer.
Free at last.
He wants his license back.
Yeah.
And he has sued the state of Texas in order to get his license back.
I'm sorry, you were convicted, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, but he can practice medicine anywhere except, I think, Texas and California.
Right, where he got it taken away.
Well, so is that how it works? Once you lose your license, there are some circumstances that present themselves, I guess, that that you can get your license back, and in some states you can't. Is that the?
I would imagine any state he applies to, he has to let them know that he's had his license revoked in other states, and then
you,
that's
you don't think they're going to know? Let's see, Conrad Murray. Yeah. Oh, I know that name.
Well, and that's the thing is, let's say you're a patient looking for a new doctor, and you just decide to try this one out. That's in your insurance Rolodex, and you walk in, and he's like, "Hi, Dr. Conrad Murray, nice to meet you." Hey, Doc, I'm having some sleeping problems. I wonder if you can help me out.
Hey, got something for that.
Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher have finally reached a divorce settlement, Jennifer.
That took a long time.
Sure did.
Sources say the former couple is expected to file paperwork next week. Demi's worth $150 million.
And she still wants spousal support. Isn't that great?
Right.
Don't you have enough?
He's worth big money, though.
I know, but really, $150 million? I mean, like, how much do you spend? Yeah. I mean, really?
How much do you need?
Oh, they can spend $150 million easily.
Yes.
Well, anyway, she has nothing to do. Does she claim that she's responsible or helped him get jobs like the one that he has on the 2.5 Men?
Well, he got that job. He became pretty famous.
He's got a lot of web stuff that he does well on.
Yeah, but is that her doing as well?
When you're married, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, it does
matter.
She's
the woman behind the man.
I supported him.
Really?
My wife always threatens me with that.
Really?
I'll take everything you got.
No, she doesn't. I can't believe that.
And she would, too. No. Take it all.
Hella good.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
Cheers already, anyway.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Can you wag the dog?
Seem to me, Kenny, we had a focus on Wag the Dog fairly recently. I think it may have been one of our movies. Was it not?
No, I remember for at least a year.
Really?
Yeah. My.
I hope the time is going by that quickly, but I remember it from a year ago. Anyway, this is Mark Knopfler from the movie Wag the Dog, number one movie during this week in 1997. I remember De Niro was in it. Wasn't Dustin Hoffman in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who else? Huh? Trucker? I think it was actually
De Niro and Hoffman were the main players in the film. It's a good movie.
It was supposed to aim, it was kind of aimed at Bill Clinton, was it not? If I remember correctly?
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah, in a sense, right. Anyway, good political movie, Wag the Dog, number one during this week in 1997. All right, before we get to our contest, I want to go back a page or two. We were talking earlier, for those of you who may have just joined us, about Starbucks opening up tea, a new number of tea stores around the country. So I asked the question, how many servings of tea were there in our country last year? And I gave you four options. Let's see if David, who's in San Francisco, picks the right one. David, hi.
Hey, morning, Steve. Or, excuse me, Doug.
I'll be Doug. You be Dave, yes.
Yeah, I go into your website, like you gave the great hint, $79 billion.
That is correct.
Yeah, and we used to, I used to work with a food co-op back in St. Louis, and I used to buy the teas and herbs and whatnot, and I don't know if that counts. Theirs is basically saying about a quarter of America drinks tea a day.
Yeah.
And that, I can't remember if that includes like herbal teas and
people. Yeah, I think this includes all kinds of teas.
Yeah.
I believe,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, actually, you were talking about a little earlier on a kind of a separate topic. You know, people can create money by, you know, if you live in an apartment with a sunny window, you could grow mint tea in your apartment and sell it to the apartment, you know, make a little spare cash. And
that's
and,
true.
And so, you know, there are a lot of different kinds of little herbal teas that you can grow.
Yeah.
And yeah, we, that was one of those little, you know, bust the economy kind of things where you don't want to get locked down.
Yep.
Hey, all right, man, I'm going to put you on hold, and I want to talk to you about growing those own herbal teas, okay? Sounds like my kind of business.
Dave, yeah, it's just right up your alley, Richard.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, David, thank you. Take good care, and we'll send you a swell prize. Now it's time for another contest on Good Day Friday, full of contests. This is a movie that was a big hit in 1939. You can say, who's going to remember that? Most of you will remember this. Not only remember it, you'll remember it well, as I'm betting there are very few people who don't know this movie and or the lead actor. Here's the, and it comes up. It's
like in one of two movies.
Well, it's a political movie.
Okay.
And so that's why.
So it's not the one with the big monkey hanging off the building.
No.
Okay.
No. 1939, political movie. Let's go to cut number one.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Yeah. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. If you know what movie this is, here's the second clue.
I can promise you one thing. I'll do nothing to disgrace the office of the United States Senate.
All right, that pretty much gives it away, doesn't it, Chucker?
I believe so.
Yeah, all right. So we give you one more shot at this. Here's the last clue.
You think I'm licked? You all think I'm licked? Well, I'm not licked. And I'm going to stay right here and fight for this lost cause, even if this room gets filled with lies like these.
Can't you see that image, those frames from that movie in your mind? It really is. That's a what a great piece of audio that is, because you can so easily pick those and that vintage visual in your mind. Very cool. All right, so identify the movie. You got 60 seconds, 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, Chucker has the movies coming out this weekend. What do we have, Chucker?
Two films, Doug, open nationwide. The sci-fi film Ender's Game with Harrison Ford is based on a beloved novel about 3 decades old, tracking around a $30 million opening weekend. You know, the reviews are pretty good, 70% positive, but the trailers for this movie have been absolutely horrible.
They look like all creepy, crawly creatures. I didn't want to see it because of the stuff that looks really kind of gross in it.
Also opening is Las Vegas. This is a good cast. Robert De Niro, Michael Douglas, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Kline. And it's only tracking at a $12 million opening weekend. Some critics are taking a shot at it, calling it a geriatric hangover.
Oh, give us a break. That's where most of the money is. Good God. These critics. Wait till they get old.
MGM is going to reboot The Addams Family, make it into an animated movie. Mission Impossible 5, starring Tom Cruise, starts filming in February under the direction of Krista McQuarrie, who directed him in Jack Reacher. And the director of 28 Weeks Later will reboot Stephen King's Pet Sematary. Horror is still the way to go in Hollywood. It's cheaper to produce, and when they hit very big.
All right, Greg's in Limerick, Pennsylvania. What's the name of the movie, Greg?
The name of the movie is Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
1939, big movie, Jimmy Stewart starring in it. Yes, you get the prize, sir. Thank you. This is Good Day at 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.